No, we on the Warren Parkway Clinic. There's a friend of mine that got his leg amputated. He told me he went there yesterday. And the bandage that he received from the QH, the nurse gave him back and told him to wash it and bring it back the next time he come in. That hurt me. You know what hurt me? To see that the 2020 grant and all this money spending on and senior citizens, people that need help, can't get a bandage. That he got to carry one bandage and wash to bring back. This is, in my opinion, this is ridiculous.
Well, can I say this, though, to the bandage? It depends on what type. If you have gauze and bandage over that has to be disposed of, then the pink bandage, you want it with the clip that you use then to wrap the outer part of the wound. In other words, a lot of bandages will go on first, you know, with the wound and so on. But then this pink bandage, the one with the clip, that actually, you do take that and you wash it. It can be reused. So we don't know. And I will not sit on the Zoom.
That is what it was. But
well, okay, that's what it was? Well, sorry, I don't see anything so wrong with that.
The guy also indicated to me that the nurse told him they don't have none. So if people come now, they can't bandage them. My God, tear down something, pieces, boy, petticoat or pants or shirt to wrap up people. That's not good enough. I am a supporter of this government, and any time that then things happen, I am going to keep noise and I care.
Well, if that's the case that they're out of stock, it is, yes. If they are out of stock, then that is concerning.
It's unfair to us. I was at the same Warren Polyclinic, and there's water leaking right there. We're going to get medication to go to the pharmacy, dropping in all sorts of buckets filling up with water. Them things should never happen. Not when the government is saying how much money they've got in reserves and this and the next. Somebody dropping the ball. Dropping the ball, and whoever dropping the ball will go out and try and catch it. But what really upset me is the first call that calling but while he was a minister, he's this. Not because of the minister, you hear know all. You want people to believe that he know everything. And call every day about building this and building got to come down. I want the prime minister to knock it down and let it keep more noise. Give me the vote and watch me. And I love that part. Give me the vote and watch me. Don't worry, God. Don't feel it. Don't worry. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, too, for your contribution. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
I believe I'm going to be the next one to get cut.
Oh,
morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
Morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
Morning.
You can hear me?
I can hear you.
Good morning.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
I said I believe I am going to be the next one to get cussed, right? Mm-hmm. But they want to say morning to you.
Well, you're not going to get cussed from me, that's for sure.
I want people to understand, right, that everything happens one way or the other. Over the years, we have seen the transitions of senior citizen homes, replacing what can be considered as the district hospitals. Or, for example, the same hospital we are talking about is almost 290 years old. The fact of the matter is that it is laid within a historic, what they call, for the garrison, from Bridgetown to the garrison heritage. I am going to put a question here, which I hope will be answered by those persons responsible who seem to be staying in the background. And then when something happened, they went forward and said they were not notified. They only notified about George Washington House. They only notified about the cannons and the undergrounds at the garrison. I want to ask the people responsible as far as the Barbados Trust is concerned, where do you stand as an organization responsible for the historic buildings in Barbados and the upkeep of Barbados when you hear certain statements like demolishing of one of the historic buildings, which we're talking about there on Bay Street, the Central Arms House, which was built in the year, my history, because I like to read, in 1730. And the same man that built that hospital built the town hall in Bridgetown, which became, right now it is occupied by the BTA, right? So you're looking at a transition of buildings over the years as far as this person is concerned. The condition of the district hospital, I want to say that over the years, some of Barbados' most talented people have died in those institutions. For example, Eric Seeley. There was a man by the name of Griffith, Chippy Griffith. There was a whole set of them who went to that hospital who never came back out. The history of Barbados have died with them. I remember the time when you used to see a black hearse, a BLSTK black hearse, not the Cadillacs you see now, drive into the Stemmerker this arms house, pick up the corpse, and drive down to West Bay Cemetery on what is known as the Pauper's Ground. With just the Reverend standing for it, bring it on call. These are different days. These are different days. And if people can't read, and if people, you could cuss me as much as I like, my position is that I am falling in line with what I consider to be my base. I like to read. I'm saying that as far as the district hospital is concerned, what the last caller said is true, because I've paid several visits there for people. I've got a friend who worked there. It is in terrible condition. I think they need room. I think what could be done is that they could open up the room as far as the eastern end and make it remote, some of those houses from down in there, and give the hospital, actually refurbish the hospital. Refurbish it and make it as comfortable for the senior citizens, families who cannot afford to pay a senior citizen home, but could afford to send them to a district hospital where they will get at least the care necessary. There was a time when cricket on YMPC used to affect the hospital. And anybody who has followed cricket would know that. All of that has changed. I'm very concerned that we have a national trust in Barbados. And a national trust who's supposed to be the voice can only voice for George Washington House, could only voice for the canal or whatever it is, or the garrison. When there are people and their buildings within the, for example, the old history of Bridgetown tells me that nobody can tell us where Mon Ali is gone. Nobody can tell us where Parfit Ali is gone. Nobody can tell us where Sherlyn Ali is gone. Nobody can tell us where Turbo Ali is gone. Nobody can tell us where Lewis Ali is gone. But still you have a situation where at the last moment, somebody from the trust could come and tell that the roof of a building is historic. You can't have that. You cannot have it. We need to know if people oppose things. We need to know just how I can read and just how I can put a case as far as I'm concerned on the knowledge of what I've read. I am saying that we need to hear from the National Trust. Government is not going to make decisions unless the government is guided and guided by whoever the persons may be. And if the hospital is in bad condition, having been built almost 290 years ago, and as Alvin said, that he did some refurbished work on it. If it is necessary to do some refurbished work on it again, I'm suggesting that the eastern end, which falls within the district of Bailan, can be opened up, giving the hospital more room.
Mark, if I may, there's another WhatsApper here who's saying that she is also a nurse, and is saying that the building, it needs overhauling. This is another nurse. And then I have another person saying that they grew up more or less in and out the hospital because they have a family member who was a doctor there. They spent a lot of time there. And the place needs some work. That's basically what they're saying.
None of you, I agree with Mr. Mm-hmm. Alvin Daniel. Mm-hmm. None of those callers have put their name to the call.
I understand. I'm just reading the WhatsApp. I'm not saying that it is gospel. I'm just saying what is coming in here via WhatsApp. And I'm not saying it is gospel. You're correct. People know who you are. And people would know Alvin's voice. And we don't know if this is authentic or not. But I'm just reading it out.
My standing here in this, Joanne, is that I agree with a nurse of 20 years. I know at the time when a former minister of health was a doctor at the hospital for geriatrics. I know a time I spent, not an inmate there, but I spent a lot of time as far as the district hospital, my district hospital is concerned. So I am of the opinion that it should not be demolished. I'm of the opinion that it should be refurbished. And it should be refurbished, bringing it up to the standard of some of the senior citizens' homes that are built in Barbados, because some people from overseas have returned to Barbados. invested their money in some beautiful properties and have turned them into senior citizen homes and providing a service. Everybody don't want to send their family to the belief of an almshouse. But if the almshouse is of, or the district hospital is of the condition that the family would want to, and then again, for some person to be an inmate at one of those district hospitals, they've got to go through a whole set of paraphernalia. They've got to wait on the direction of the approval of a doctor. They've got to wait sometimes on the approval of a politician who knows somebody. So truthfully speaking, let's get it looked at. And the people who can say, I want to say at this point, I have a friend who works there. He's been working. He's almost on years of retirement now. Mm-hmm. It needs to be refurbished, and it needs to be refurbished and brought up to standards similar to those homes, the citizen homes that have been built so that people can afford to send their family, not to the doctor, not to the big major ones, but can afford to send their families there. Let me get to Spike Stone now. You know, I heard Mr. P, let me put you right? The landlord ownership in Spike Stone over the years, the black landlord ownership is now almost about 70%. There are almost about every black businessman that is trying business. I mean, I can only explain to you, Jordan's Supermarket, which the same hospital was removed from Dungan the End. Jordan's Supermarket, a black businessman. Wally's, who just sold his business to an Indian concern, was one of the first black businessmen in Spikestown. Eddie's, who's now celebrating 40 years in business in that area. Armstrong Fisherman's Pub, who's now celebrating many, many years as the Fisherman's Pub is concerned. All or most of the businesses and bars in Spikestown are owned by black businessmen. The history of Spikestown is as important as the history of Bridgetown. There's a house by the traffic lights that people pass daily. And a house on Church Street that people pass daily. I don't understand that is those two people are Spikestown. And that is the former speaker of the house, Karen Husbands. The place is now turned into a kind of a mall. And further down the same Church Street, Orton Husband's father, whose building is about 50 to 50 meters down from Eddie's. I am saying that Spikestown is on the way to be developed. But I don't believe that we need to have foreign developers to come and invest in Spikestown when it's too far that the black-owned businesses, we don't need no supermarket in Spikestown. We have two major supermarkets in Spikestown, Eddie's, and also, I just say
Jordan's.
And Jordan's. Mm-hmm. We have one of the best pizza makers in the Caribbean, Pizza Mondo, in Spikestown. We have some of the best food being served at Fisherman's Pub. All that happened is that Spikestown has just lost one of the first people in Spikestown as a black person who opened a business. And let me give you, I speak out on authority. People can say, I always feel they know everything. I know everything because it was around 1953. Wally's was one of the first black men on the road in Barbados selling how the Indians used to sell. Wally would go from parish to parish selling. Then the time came for Wally to come off the road and buy a building in Spikestown. Operating in Spikestown for years. It's only recently that Wally's has moved out and the building has been bought by S.Y. Adams. So people must understand the history. Right? All I'm saying is that Spikestown business people, there was a time that Noel Works dominated Spikestown. There was a time that Manny Rickerson and Challen dominated Spikestown. Now we've got Cave Shepherd. Now you've got a situation where the bank, Republic Bank, what is necessary is that Spikestown people need to develop, or they need to be a plan developed to bring people into Spikestown to shop. And that I see is being worked on the bus terminal. People from St. Andrew, people from St. Joseph, people from St. James, they visit. And I was down at Eddie's up to this week, so I can tell you I'm talking on authority. I was over by Clement Armstrong a couple of weeks ago. So this and that, somebody tell me anything. This is them saying that 70%. Of the businesses in Spikestown are owned by black businessmen. And Austin Husbands, if I am wrong, call the calling program and tell the calling program that Spikestown can be developed without anybody coming from outside there and trying to invest in it.
Okay, Mark, I want to thank you very, very much for that contribution. We know you have a wealth of knowledge about the history of Barbados, and we always welcome that information here on Brass Tacks, hopefully on a daily basis, because we don't hear you every day. But thanks again. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Good morning, Joyanne.
Good morning.
No, you know, I sat here, and I really enjoyed this program and these various contributions. Mm-hmm. Everybody seems to be speaking with a mass amount of authority, including your last caller. Mm-hmm. Now, I think Glenn Murray started, because when he was speaking about the district hospital. Now, I never worked at the district hospital, but I have had, she is not alive, a family member who worked at that institution, both as a nurse and indeed then as an administrator. And I used to go to that hospital on regular occasions to pick up that individual. And while waiting, sometimes I used to walk around that building and observe the structure and so on. I can tell you, it was indeed, at that time, when I used to say it was in a deplorable condition. The walls were flaking, and actually, it made out of some kind of fine, like, white cement, and inside of, like, steel or like metals, fabric or something. And if you just push your hand, your hand could actually go through the wall of itself. It was in a decaying condition. And I honestly believe, I mean, what I saw, I'm not an engineer, that whole structure need knocking down. And I would believe that the press should go and talk to the nurses of the cells in that institution and get a first-hand idea of what that really, the problems really in that business. Because when I hear these people who don't really have an idea or understand what's going on, they're just coming and running at the mouth. I listen to Alvin, and I would tell you that what he's saying, I do not agree with at all, because I told you I saw these things firsthand. And I know what's going on. The authorities would know why they were going not knowing building. But I think the press need to go and talk to the nurses who work directly inside the building.
I was about to say that, sir, if I may. I think, personally, and everybody's entitled to their opinion, and we're all taxpayers, and we have a right to know. However, when you're working in a building, or you're a patient in this case in a building, it really is up to the individuals who have to go there every day.
Exactly.
And if they are saying, we have a few WhatsAppers, of course, we're hearing, we don't know if they're legit or not true. However, it's the same thing where I could tell a caller, well, you may be telling us something, we may know your name, but I don't know if it's actually true or not. Mm-hmm. However, I think it's best to hear from the nurses and the patients and the families of the patients instead of the geriatric, how they feel, and if they agree with this demolition or whatever it is that we need to do, that we, because for me, I'm thinking if you need to renovate, you need to put them somewhere, and you can't do repairs to that extent and you have your patients there. It's not, like I said, it's not Buckingham Palace where you could do the South Wing and then, you know, the West Wing and so on. So I think that even though everybody's put in their 2 cents, which we respect their opinion, I think the opinions of the nurses and the patients and their families actually matter a little bit more at this stage. That's how they feel.
Right, and even if you decide you are going to build an ultimatum hospital for these persons, what's wrong with that, Joyanne? Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to think about these people, they're human too. And if the conditions out there that they're living under and working under is deplorable, then by all means, go ahead and build a new hospital. No, that's not my real point. I want to speak of a matter that I saw in today's paper. It was broadcast on the news yesterday too, concerning an ex-public relations officer in Barbados Union of Teachers. And they are calling for a no-confidence motion against the President, Mr. Shepherd. And his concern, Mr. Goddard, I think he named Drian Goddard, his concern is that the President did not call, the president did not call on the Minister of Education, Santhia Bradshaw, to make a public apology to the teachers
concerning certain remarks that she made during the problems the teachers were going through. And in so doing, simply because the president did not call for this apology from the minister, they now see it fit to call for a no conflict motion against the same president. Now, I am concerned about that because it comes across to me as though these people are seeking a witch hunt or on a witch hunt. Simply because at one point in time, the problems in education, the schools, the school plan, problems with teachers and so on was so wide that, I mean, it would take, I don't know what the minister was going to do to try to solve this problem because it was coming one after the next. And I mean on a very, very, very regular basis. And when I look at the outstanding work that this present minister of education has done as far as listening to the challenges and the cries and concerns of the teachers, the parents, and the children, I am more than satisfied that she indeed has done her anonymous best. I mean, I don't know what more they really want from the Minister of Education, honestly. I mean, and in spite of the many challenges that she had, her own personal challenges, I don't think there's no other minister in this country, Minister of Education, who has done as much with the teachers in a short space of time than she has done so far. And I really, really would like to know what is indeed Mr. Goddard's position, because I think there's a political ploy that is being played out here. That's the only way I could see it. I don't know if you have anything to say or concern about.
Well, I can definitely say that, in my opinion, and people may call me political when I make this statement, but I call it as I see it, and I think that the minister, since she has been back 100%, has been and continues to do her best. I can see that she is passionate about what she does, and I know that the respect is there for the teachers, but similarly for the students. I know from time to time, some things were put in the newspaper where you could think that she was, you know, on the back foot with the teachers, but those problems have been resolved and more problems will come. You know, it's not like this is it. Something comes up. The teachers have a meeting. Yes, everybody's not going to agree. But for the most part, based upon what I've read, they have been able to resolve a lot of issues under Minister Bradshaw. The teachers, and we know, we all respect our teachers. I mean, I think that no one, everyone would agree, I should say, that the teachers deserve respect. However, teachers also have to recognize that if you have 100 teachers that teach, you know that there may be one or two that may not be the same as the other 98. So we can't bury our heads in the sand and say that every teacher is perfect and they do everything right. They're human. They make mistakes. Some teachers actually teach a little bit better than others. Some teachers are actually more patient than other teachers. And that's human nature. So I'm thinking, well, yes, the school plants have problems. They didn't just come. We know that over the years, but I can see the minister making an effort to build better relationships with the teachers, and I pray and hope that that continues.
You know, I mean, when you look at it, I mean, every time, I mean, and as I said to you previously, these problems come in fast and furious. After day, after day, your school closed because of environmental problems or whatever. And every single time do you find that the Minister of Education, Santia Bradshaw, being involved, she getting involved and trying to listen to the concerns of the teachers. And I will close by saying this. We had a former Minister of Education, Ms. Ronald Jones. And I never heard from Mr. Goddard, because I remember a very serious statement that he made, Minister Jones. There was a speech there at the Spring Memorial School, when you talk about criticizing teachers. I remember he used a statement to teachers at that speech there, when he told the teachers that the school was loud, that you could stand from down to the bottom of Belmont Road and hear the applause coming from the students. And the teachers just hang their head in shame. That was deeply and really embarrassing to teachers at that point in time. So I don't know. Sorry, Mr. Dwayne Goddard.
Well, I am not for disrespect. Well, not disrespecting anyone, and certainly not shaming any teachers publicly. But of course, if you have a point to make and you're not, I think people think that when you make a statement, and I think the government needs to be very careful too, because when they make a statement and if they don't be specific, it seems as if people catching on the smallest little thing. And not saying that. So if you say teachers will need to do X, Y, and Z, I don't think that they mean every teacher and every student. Sometimes you can misunderstand. But I do get what you're saying. And like you, I continue to commend Minister Bradshaw, and I pray that she communicates with the teachers in the way she has been, and hopefully all will be well in the future. We'll be back after the break. Welcome back. I have a WhatsApp message here from a doctor friend of mine who wanted to make sure that we get the information correct. Outer pressure bandages are reused. So to the caller who said that the polyclinic said go home and wash it, there's nothing wrong with that. Outer pressure bandages are reused. Inner white gauze, if you're using inner white gauze, that is the bandages that will be replaced. So it's okay to reuse the outer pressure bandages. So I just wanted to clarify that and not to put the polyclinic in any trouble. But I am still upset that they didn't open the door at 8:30 for the people who were standing in the rain. So I'm hopeful that either they build shelter or let the old people in. If it's raining and it's 8:15, don't let them get wet. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Miss Hayes?
I am well, and you?
Well, not so bad. It's the first time I've been about to interact with you, right?
Okay.
Since the two things I want to mention, I don't think they will take a lot of time, but I would like you to give me that much time. Now, yesterday I went to the institution because I'm visually impaired, and I have sat back about four times in having an operation on my eyes. I'm sitting here watching my eyes deteriorating, and I'm not so comfortable. But yesterday I went and to be told that they could not find my record. Right? I am not...
Where is this again? The QEH you're talking about, or a polyclinic?
The QEH.
Oh, QEH. Yeah, okay.
I'm appealing, right, to anyone. Now, today, tomorrow, and otherwise, to find out how many people that go to the eye clinic that they cannot find their record, right? And so that I want to know if I'm the only one that my record cannot be found. Okay, I get a reschedule, and I figure that I might got the same thing going on, but which I have already decided when I went down that this thing would have happened, right? Mm-hmm. Anyhow, I will leave it at that, okay? Just asking anyone to just call in and find out if their record has been missing, mm-hmm. because I figure that you cannot lose your the card that you get, the outpatient card, because that is important. Mm-hmm. And I think those records don't go from one hospital to the next. It got to be somewhere wrong or something.
May I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you like us to assist you getting your records as opposed to getting someone call to ask if they lost theirs too, or if it happens to them? Would you like for us to share your information off air with the relevant people at the hospital so that we can help you locate those records?
Well, anything that will help.
Because I think that'd be better than making an appeal to people in the public to say, well, yeah, they lost mine too. That doesn't help you. So I want to know if you want that help. I don't want to force help on you. I'm just asking if you would like for us to do that for you, sir.
Well, of course, because it's important. Okay.
Yes.
I wouldn't Okay, so let me leave it at that, right?
Okay.
Now let me go on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Alvin was talking about the institution, but I didn't really pick up what institution he was talking about that he fixed, right? I work on the same institution, which is Geriatric Hospital, right? That's mm-hmm. up in Beckles Road.
Mm-hmm.
I worked there during the time they were doing the St. Joseph Hospital, right? And this is what has done, because I'm on a team who had built all the door frames out of Purple Heart during that time. And there was a refurbishment, and it was done by... Now, what they did is that, being that it was a coral stone building, they went and they cut in between the columns, right? And they sprayed a kind of solution that would gather the dust and the absorb the moisture and then cast inside it. Since then, I don't know what had happened then, because I hear Alvin said 2009 or 8 or something like that, they had did some renovation. My thing about it, I understand that they're saying they wanted to push that building down. Ms. Hayes, this is my opinion. You don't have to push a building, because that building has so much lovely arches, right? And I don't think it needs to push down. You can use for something else. If you want to build something else somewhere else, right? Do refurbishing and use it for things. Because they're going to come a time, if you're tourism-oriental or tourist is your business, there's going to come a time when a lot of tourists will pour in here, because other countries that might destroy old buildings, right, would come to visit, even if it come as a museum for different types of things. So I don't believe in pushing down and say you're building. If you want to do other structures, go on the outskirts and start building around there, but keep the old ones, because you... If you're a person, if you're a naturalist, you will enjoy the kind of work, right, those people did years ago. And you're talking about 200 and something years, 300 years. What happened to the Parliament building? I worked on the Parliament building when they were furbishing the other side. And you know what they did? They take off the roof, all the rafters.
Mm-hmm.
With lovely wood. And I told him, but why should you move that then to put poplar? And those wood was fir, right? In which you call Canadian cedar. When you have those wood, they don't shrink, they don't move, right? That is the same material that you get the, not the Wallaba shingle from, you know, the other saw shingle?
Mm-hmm.
As a mason, or a carpenter, when you get a rod from that, it does not move, right? And I don't see moving those buildings. Leave them there as monuments. There are other places that you can go, because the money you take to push it down is the money that you, half of it, I believe, can do bit by bit by bit by bit and keep it as a treasure.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I may, well, first of all, when we end this conversation, I need for you to stay on the line to give the producer your number. That's the first thing. Second of all, I agree, if the building can be saved, you save it. What I think we will need is to build a new one. I don't think we need to use it as a geriatric hospital. We may be able to convert it into a physiotherapy type of hospital for the elderly, because there's so many people with arthritis and not moving, and they're having mobility issues, and we can create some type of, renovate it, keep the structure, renovate it, and turn it into a place where senior citizens, not only just in Barbados, but people who fly in now from other countries that want to get the warm sunshine, maybe they can have physiotherapy there too as well. So I agree. If you can save it, I do think, though, that they do need to build a hospital, because the patients, it's overcrowded. And with the fact that we have more and more Barbadians living longer, that space needs to be expanded. And to renovate with them there is going to be a little hard. And I think it's a little close to the beach anyway, in my opinion. I mean, it's at Beckles Road. If anything happens and you have to evacuate, it's hard to move the elderly in 30 minutes. So you may have to actually look at moving it, for sure.
Since you pushed me that way, I can share something with you now, right?
Mm-hmm.
You remember the church, the cathedral church has a building there where you have Savings Plus in the back of Julian?
Mm-hmm.
You know they said that building was sinking?
I heard.
And they pushed
it
down.
I don't know if it is, but if it was, sorry, but I heard about that. Mm-hmm.
Right? That is right in the back there, by where Liat used to have the thing. This gentleman have a supermarket there now. Worrell. And Worrell building was sinking too. And what Worrell did was to use something to reinforce it. And the reinforcement come to the side. All you need to do to building is to reinforce them. And that's what you have engineer for. Mm-hmm. Right?
But just remember, renovating a building like a hospital and you have patients in there, depending on the extent of the renovation, it could be very tricky.
I don't
tricky.
Go for that. The patient should not be in there.
But that's what I'm saying. There will still need to be somewhere if that is needed. But in my humble opinion, I feel that if you can save the building, you should save it. But I would not use it for a geriatric hospital. I would more look at using it to help the elderly, yes, and to use it as a place for physiotherapy. And then you could do the whole senior citizens tourism promotion, come and enjoy our sunshine. Because, you know, when the weather flares up, you get your little arthritis and, you know, pains and so on. You can use it for that. But, you know, we'll see what happens. And I want to thank you, but I also want to ask you to stay on the line and give the producer your contact information so we can help you find your notes at the QEH. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Mohammed Nasser.
Hello, Mohammed.
How are you and the family?
Family is good. I'm good too. Thanks.
All praise you to Allah. Do you listen to BBC anytime?
Occasionally. I can't tell you that I do on a daily basis.
With all due respect to your station, any of the other stations in Barbados, to at least make sure half of the day to spend, if they've got time for radio listening, listen to BBC. Yesterday, I've been doing it for years, so if you hear me saying certain things, it's just that I listen to intelligent knowledge. I think Barbadian radio play too much music, and they don't develop and educate the people enough. Now, yesterday I heard the Prime Minister of Israel speaking at this topic 5 years of the Holocaust or whatever it is, trying to burn up the Jews. And he said, imagine that they burn the people to ashes. He said, and it must never happen again because the people must have land. They must have land and they think community connection to each other. And they must work towards the development of each other. I think words of that effect, he said. And I said, when I heard him say that, there's only 75 years, mm-hmm. for 450 now years, black people have been slaughtered by white people all over the world, including this country, Barbados. We don't got no real celebrations and asking people not. Have we get turned to ash? We get hanged on the streets and left in the streets. The body dropped away from the head. We get buried alive. They do all kind of things to black people. And I don't hear no worldwide condemnation of that. No, I don't hear no black people mobilizing the forces throughout the world to make sure it never happened again. You know any reason why that's so, Miss Hill?
I'm listening. I'm curious.
Okay, fine. No. You know what? So it's simple. At least this is my opinion. Because you know that I want to say something to you and the moderators too.
Mm-hmm.
When people, the moderators are, I like all of y'all, and especially Johnson. He's the love of my life, Johnson. When it comes to an intelligent moderator, but
That sounds kind of the love of your life. You mean you love him as much as you can love another man? That's basically what you mean.
I've told him he's the love of my life. And I talk about no woman, I'm mine.
No, I didn't mean that in that way. It's just you said he's the love of your life. So I'm just saying.
You see, you have to sectionalize life. I could say I love you, the love of my life, but me, you don't got no relationship and nothing. I could say I love engineer, he love my life because of the fantastic work that he does. Or I could say I love a doctor, a male doctor, the love of my life because
I'm just teasing you, Nasa. Let's get to the point. It was just a little joke. Love is love. Doesn't matter.
You got to be careful because this society that we live in really is intelligent. We think it is.
All right. Well, let leave that one outside the off, stuntman. Go ahead. All right.
So, what I'm saying is, how come all these terrible things happen to us? And every time a black man, including me, get up and stand up for black people, you find people, not many lately, because I find it changing a lot, you find people who want to attack you and criticize you, but fortunately, again, the reverse now. The reason is simple. If you do not challenge wrong, it will continue and it will get worse. Barbados society and black people throughout the world must understand that there's no need to be afraid of death, because you're going to die anyhow. You were not responsible for your mother and father. You were not responsible for your first name. And you're not going to be responsible for your death. The point I want to make is this. In this country that we are living in, there is total sabotage, continual sabotage among black developing people. Every time they realize that they are moving up well, they find ways and means to block them, and they find black people to help them to do it. And I am saying that we have to start analyzing ourselves. I had a talk yesterday with another wonderful lady that is on his station. And I was trying to explain to the public that you cannot die. You tell me that you have some wonderful children and they cannot marry to themselves. So you don't die because life everlasting means that as long as you have children, your children have children, your children having children, you will be living all the time because they can trace back to you. And that is why when you got sickness, they always try to find out about your genetic trends to see if the people before that you come from had these diseases so they would understand. All I am saying to Barbadian black people, and I mean it, and also to the white people, because they cannot continue to exploit this country all the time, that we have to bring some kind of logical balance to this country. We have to sit down as a people and analyze where we are going wrong, why only a group, certain group here could become so successful and the other group struggling to barely survive, even if they have big businesses and land. These things got to be discussed. And if we do not discuss these things, you see these young people in Barbados that we think foolish, they're foolish, yeah? They are unhappy.
If I can interrupt you for a second, because I do have a question.
Yeah.
So you just mentioned about white people exploiting.
Oh, they do.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, I have a saying, no one can treat me in any way unless I allow them to treat me in
that
way.
But that is why I'm here.
So in order for me, for example, if I have a business and I'm selling clothes, in order for me to make money, I have to depend on those people to shop so I can pay my bills, pay my staff, drive a nice car, do all those things that rich people do. People don't get rich on their own. People get rich by other people supporting their business. So if it is, so in other words, I don't think whether it's white, Indian, Jews or whatever, if they become rich, then they only become rich from the very people who spend money with them, which in the case in Barbados is predominantly black. You know, the minority would be Indians and whites.
Right.
And so I wouldn't, and I'm not saying that you are, I would say in general, you can't blame white people and you can't say that they exploited anybody because, again, no one can treat you in any way that you didn't allow them to. So no one would lure you. No one put a gun to your head and said, come and shop here. So it brings me now to the whole thing that you're saying about black people not supporting each other.
Before we go from that, can I make a simple injection here?
Sure.
If that was true, all that you said, some of it, but if that was true, all you said, how we get slavery and get all this problem in Barbados before and in Caribbean.
Right, but then you're talking about history. That's different.
Right, but history is responsible for the present.
That's what I'm saying. From the history brings us into this possible mindset that we are still inferior to white people. But we're not. But I'm saying that we are not.
But we do function inferior. Because yesterday or day before, I said, Ms. Hayes, that black people should spend 75% of all the money with people who look like them. I have no apology to say that any time at all in Barbados. So we are not doing that.
But if you promote, I understand what you're saying, Vanessa. And I think, I remember being part of a flea market, I wouldn't say what school, many years ago. And I had new things. I mean, new things we bought and the kids couldn't wear them, still had on tags. And I heard somebody who looked like me, if you want to call, people think I'm mixed, but my mother is a black woman. She's as black as the ace of spades, so I am a black woman. People who look like me, I heard in a walk past, listen, I came by that way. People stole them, it's got good things. No, you could honestly see that the things that the people had in the flea market were used items. My stuff had on tags, so it just showed me the mentality of some, not all, that they felt buying from a flea market, from someone from another color, it was actually better quality. I understand what you're saying, but how do we move away from that mindset? Do we start teaching history at school? Do we not? You know what I mean? Because if you learn history at school and you don't explain now what happened, but who we are now and who we should be, there's always going to be some sort of level of resentment, I feel, from generation to generation to generation.
Well, I agree with you. And that's why I'm trying to stop it.